Yo, yo, people, welcome back to the Route 401 show. Today we're joined by my teammates, the one and only KCL Regents are in the house. We are...
Fuck Greenwich!
We are joined here today by the President Omid, Michael, and Alex.
All right, guys, state yourself. So you're a president?
Yeah, man. Newly president, to be fair. D lineman, O lineman, tight end, little bit of fullback here and there. Just general, like, fun guy.
I know them formations. Michael, you?
Yeah, I'm Michael. The team's running back. You know, there's not too much to it.
Simple.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Alex. I'm the running backs coach. And I also play outside, but yeah.
As a receiver?
Nah.
Outside is in.
Outside of the regions.
He's just trying to show that he's multi-equipped.
Okay. All right, for me, yeah, so I don't know jack rubbish about American football. Obviously, recently there was a Super Bowl, stuff like that. But in terms of American football in the UK and KCL, so it's a university team. You play against other universities. You go across the country. And recently, I heard you got promoted.
Yes, we did.
Okay, so congrats. I think that's another round of applause.
Thank you very much.
No, great touchdown by Ali that we saw. definitely didn't see on camera because it weren't recording. honestly, it's getting bigger. I came to one game. I enjoyed it. I prefer to watch it in a university than online on NFL because there's too many adverts and stuff like that. That's what I think. That's why I think a lot of people don't like it in this country.
But you know what? Yeah, but it's that's a part of American football culture, isn't it? Like, people look forward to the adverts.
Particularly in the Super Bowl, the amount they pay for Super Bowl adverts is absolutely insane.
Yeah. But 7 million for 30 seconds or something.
But I think, to be honest, I think that's one of the things that makes American football like a slow grower in the UK is that people are not used to the stop start nature. Everyone I invite to come down to one of our games, they're always like, there's too many breaks, like, and they don't understand like the flag system as well, like how penalty works. Like, we're standing around there for 3 hours basically, like, and half of that is us just kind of like looking at the ref and like what happened.
I noticed that as well, because I was trying to like explain it to one of my friends like yesterday, in fact, and I feel as if like any other sport, if I just try to explain what football is to someone, score goal, don't let other team score goal. Boxing, punch someone, don't let them punch you. Or like hockey, scoring that goal, don't let the other person score the goal. When it comes to American football, I feel like you have to explain. It takes you a minute to like get to where it is with the rules and stuff. There's so much to it. It's kind of like, and it's hard if you're trying to get into sport easily. It's not easy for you to be like, oh yeah, by the way, here's what the sport is, and it takes them 5 minutes to explain. And you're like, what on earth are you talking about? You know what I mean?
I think it's also one of those things of like when you're actually in the game, you understand why everything takes so long. You get to the huddle and you learn the play. You feel like there's no time at all between any plays. You're exhausted the whole time. When you're watching, you go, but nothing's happening that's exciting for me when they're stuck in the huddle. Like, it's really interesting.
But you know what else doesn't help the UK is the fact that the time zone. So if we're staying up at 2 o'clock in the morning to watch a game and it stops start, you're sitting there like, come on, like, hurry up. Yeah. If we had an English time zone, like America time zone was the same as English, for example, I think we would get into it more.
Yeah.
Because you're doing the day, you get your lads around, you're this,
get your lads
that.
Around.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like, to me, American football is more of a get a round sofa and everyone's watching it.
More than
English, or I say English football, global football in terms of using your feet.
Actual football.
Proper football.
Like, to me, you can watch that by yourself and it's fine, but I feel like American football, you need to have people around you.
I definitely think it does help with the atmosphere. Like, for example, the Super Bowl, we watched it at our uni, and that was a good vibe, because especially because it's a late viewing, you're around your friends, your teammates, and you're just there chilling, having pizza, drinks, whatever you want, and the game's on, isn't it?
That's the exception, though. Yeah. I think Super Bowl, if you've done that every single weekend, it's going to be a bit of an expensive.
Some people have like football Sundays where they get their whole family around and they all sit down, all the food.
In America
and stuff.
Or?
Mostly America. Because
we even do that at DC every Sunday. Come around, watch the game.
Yeah. So Sunday, there's like a bar near our uni that we all go watch the film, grab pizza.
KCL doing bits.
That's probably why they do all like the extravagant commercials and the extravagant halftime show. obviously Rihanna this year.
Yeah.
Apparently, a million people switched off after Rihanna.
Look, more. Really? It was 5 million.
Was it five? It was. Okay, I might have been seven then.
When Rihanna was on, it was 180.
It was one. It was five. It was seven. Yeah.
I was thinking, was it 7 million? I'm like, maybe the seven was a one because the seven's quite a lot.
It was a lot. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember it was. I think it was five or seven. Well, definitely wasn't one.
Let's say six.
But that's normal. That's understandable.
Yeah.
Think about it. Like, how many people are not watching American football? But you done it, I think. You tuned in.
Previous years, you used to watch just the halftime show, innit?
Last year. No, but that's because I found out
Yeah.
The whole of
Kendrick and Dr. Dre.
Eminem.
But I can't lie, this year I enjoyed the game more than last year.
Yeah, this year's game was sick.
This year was crazy. It was like
this year was a
lots of scoring.
Yeah.
But I missed it this year because sleeping. Yeah, I've watched a few. Honestly, I remember I watched the 2018 one. 2019 one. I think the 2019 one was the boring one where there was like only one touchdown the whole game. Can't remember who it was.
That was Rams Patriots 33. Terrible, terrible game.
But again, that was because we got invited by NFL UK to watch it when I was at Real and I was at Rebel.
Okay.
So we had like a whole flat in London and we all watched it with there was all of that stuff.
Dope.
That was when we watched it, and that's when I was just sitting there, everyone sitting there, not knowing what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
But we had like one person who knows, so obviously everyone's going to him.
Yeah, what's going on?
Why is he throwing a flipping flag on the thing? You know, you're talking about.
Yeah.
But I've got questions on how it works and all that, but we'll get into that later. But I thought this one this year was quite good. There was
this one was.
But obviously,
sick.
We can't talk about the Super Bowl this year without the controversial moment. Yeah. The group chat was popping off. We ain't NFL fans here, but we obviously have a Kansas City Chiefs fan here.
There's a reason I'm wearing the cap today.
Everyone else who sort of doesn't like it we basically don't have everyone who supports the same team. Mm-hmm. So obviously we had people saying, "Oh, it wasn't a hold or a grab." Mm-hmm. Was it a hold or a grab?
Okay. I may be biased and people are going to say I'm biased. I am a Chiefs fan. So it was a grab. And the DB actually said afterward it was a grab. Exactly. However, I do see the controversy. They were like, the ball that was thrown wasn't catchable. So for it to be a pass interference.
That doesn't matter. Yeah, for holding, defensive holding, but doesn't matter.
That is the Super Bowl.
That's not how that works.
I don't like it. Oh, she should just ignore penalties.
Okay, cool. Yeah, whatever. But like, as in... That was soft. Like, let's think.
It was soft.
Did he dive?
No, he didn't.
I don't think he ever fell. I don't even think Juju knew that he was going to get a flag because usually receivers know when they're getting a flag call, isn't it?
To be fair, Bradbury has been holding him a lot all game. I remember, what was it on the. But was it third and three?
Is that so really the time? Early in the first is quarter, that the time to call it, though?
Like, it doesn't matter. If you,
but it does. It, I don't know. I feel like
the question is like, if you let it pass the whole game, why are you going to?
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
I understand that, but then I think that's weak reffing. Was it Nigel De Jong in the World Cup final when he kicked against Spain? He kicked him in the chest. That should have been a straight red. Yeah. That was soft reffing just because of the time. Like, yeah, true. You know what I mean?
But you know what it is though. It's, I think American football and refereeing are better than our football.
Really?
I think it is because it's clear. You explain what happens. With our football, last week, in the Premier League, we had four decisions that were all wrong.
All different games.
Like, not human error, it was just plain simple mistakes, I feel like you said with that one, I think they've sort of, it's almost like an English football route, where they've sort of said, that's soft, but we're going to give it anyway. It's a bit like, look, with that, if that happened in the first minute of the game, would he have gave it?
That's what
I feel
I'm
like,
saying.
Only because there's so many rules with the sport.
But if it happened, like, but if it happened in the first minute of the game, would he have gave it?
It did happen, and he didn't. It did happen. He did give it in the first quarter.
No, but like if that same play happened in the first quarter in the first minute,
it did. That wasn't the first time he got grabbed up a little bit.
It was a slant. Juju runs in the beginning. Was it Juju? Was another receiver that he runs? Bradbury holds on to him clearly. We're all watching together. Oh, that's clear holding. He reviewed. It's like no, it wasn't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So why is he calling it then at the end of the game? Like it just seems a bit like I appreciate consistency.
Yeah.
And as well, the reason I was supporting the Eagles. Is because a friend of ours, Bogo, who's our social sec, he had
this is like crazy. This is crazy.
I don't bet, but like he had like a seven.
He had a sevenfold. He had a sevenfold acca. Yeah. He put £7 on it.
Yeah, and so it was like,
you know, Jalen Hurts to score a touchdown, points within the touchdown every quarter, points on the board within the first 7 minutes. Da, da, da. Five of the seven had been done. Yeah. All we needed in the last quarter was a Jalen Hurts interception and the Eagles to win.
Yeah. And
that's
and it. He's the one who fouled.
Jalen Hurts, whatever he's called.
No.
I was gonna say maybe if that was
he's like their star man, isn't
it? Yeah, he's their quarterback.
He's
their
QB.
Yeah, essentially, I was just sitting there waiting for that, and he would have won. He put $7 in. He would have won $2.3K.
Yeah. I think Drake done a big bet like that.
Listen, I take Drake's bets as well with a pinch of salt because he's backed by stake. Like they pay him monthly to be. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure the money he's staking on his bets, as outlandish as they are, like $50K.
Not all of it. Yeah.
It's not his. It's not his money.
He probably bets on both, and he puts up on the story whichever one wins.
Exactly. So he even had Juju to score the first tutty.
He showed it before the game, the bets.
Yeah, it was a few hours before.
Still though, he's getting paid to make the I bet there's someone there saying, here's like your commission or whatever. We'll give you $100,000 just to be our sponsor. And here's $50,000 so you can go bet on whatever you like.
More than $100,000, boy.
Yeah. Well,
it's more like 100 mil.
Yeah, I'm not surprised if he's getting that check.
You know what it is? He will get 50% of people who sign up from using him.
That's
mental. He'll get 50% of their losses.
Yeah.
So he basically preys on people's downfall, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that how betting companies win?
No, but that's capitalism. I'm sorry.
So if I said, look,
that's capitalism.
If I said, Michael, come join Stake, use my affiliate thing. If you know, go lose $1,000, I'll get 500 from that. That's basically what it is.
So what's your it's a win-win regardless.
Yeah. Because I'm not betting. You're just using my link. I'm an influence.
That's crazy. That's weird because it's already like. You'd think Drake is as rich as it gets. Well,
You get greedy, man. You get greedy.
You'd think, why do billionaires always?
I was gonna say
that. Yeah.
That's a different question.
More money is
Drake,
just
Drake might be in jail soon anyway.
For what? Why is that?
What, the ex stuff?
No,
is that the ex
he done
for? Is it the
ex stuff?
Yeah.
Ex's lawyer.
XXX Tentacion.
They've actually finally said in court that they believe Drake killed XXX Tentacion.
Oh, because that bar.
He put a hit.
Yeah.
Bro, have you not heard his bar?
No, I've seen it, but I'm just like, that's hearsay, right? Like, or is it like?
I believe that he actually did that. I think Drake did that shit. And they've got a link, bro. They've got a link.
I'm not ties, baby.
The guy in court that they spoke to.
Can you think that?
He's denying everything. But he's mutual friends with someone that apparently gave the order, and that guy is pictured with Drake a lot.
Respectfully, yeah. I'm sorry. Drake's a bitch, bruv. He's so there's no way he's killing anyone.
This is the time when Drake was chilling with not him. Skepta a few years ago.
No, I'm not saying that he did it. He put out hits. He's the
I don't know, man.
Drake is not going to get his time.
I know, but still, even like... Drake's too soft. There's no way he's doing
it. Exactly, that's when you don't need to do it.
I think he done it.
What's the word? Drake's zesty.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You're the type of guy to say geez Louise.
Who's everyone's favourite artist, just out of curiosity, by the way? Kendrick.
No way. Serious. Kendrick.
Oh, Kendrick.
No way.
Yeah, Kendrick.
Wait, what's happening?
Everyone
Kendrick.
Come on,
you gotta say Kendrick
now. Nah, I'm Skepta. Skepta's my favourite artist.
I don't really have one.
For me, it's definitely J. Cole.
I never knew that.
Bro, 2014 Forest Hill Drive, I bumped that shit. Man. No, I'm talking every day to school. I'm talking for like continuously, bro.
You know the memes of when like you go into your 9 to 5 and you hear like talking a hard.
Yeah.
You pass like Barbara and like, yeah, Barbara.
What's yours? You haven't said yours.
Me, no, I don't really have like a favourite artist. I just listen to
music.
He likes K-pop.
No, I just like K-pop.
Say it, bro. Say it. You can say it.
Actually like K-pop.
No, say Blackpink, bro.
He's trying to like get into my head.
Did you or did you not go to the concert?
Yeah, doesn't mean that they're my favourite artist.
How many other concerts did you go to?
Loads, Drake. I've been to Migos, I've been to all of it.
Don't be afraid to be you.
Yeah,
it's okay. No,
it's all good.
Drake is always
we're all friends here.
Drake is always on my Spotify Wrapped.
Who was on your Spotify Wrapped number one last year?
Let me check.
Yeah, actually, can everyone?
You actually like Squid? No,
let me check my thing.
Okay.
No, yeah. Number one last year was Blackpink.
See, I told you.
Yeah, there you go. Bro, it's so fucking good, bro. When I'm in the gym and I hear that, come on.
We don't discriminate.
But ain't my favorite artist. I think I don't have one. That's what I'm saying. I don't listen to music. My minutes on Spotify Wrapped is always low. I just don't listen to it.
Mine's pretty high.
If you go in gym, then what do you like? You just listen to like.
When I
like. He sent me a playlist one time, and I've listened to that a lot. It's like the 50 Cent. It's like the old school one. Remember?
Okay.
I tell you what. Yeah. So obviously yesterday was Valentine's Day, yeah. And obviously I had nothing to do. I went gym at like 11 o'clock at night, yeah. I go in there, it's just full of men with massive oversized hoodies, like,
yep. like
and my headphones ran out of battery, so I was just going on pure pain and destruction. I got like 3 PRs. It was sick. The best session of my life, genuinely.
Sometimes
you're heartbroken. I'm not, but I've never been heartbroken.
Yeah, trust.
No music sometimes is better.
Yeah, yeah. Just thinking about mad. Like...
Anyone that I see in the gym that's not listening to music. There's a man in my gym who puts earplugs in. I'm like, what is going on with that? You're just listening to the rush of your blood.
Because at my old gym, they were playing bangers. But if you're at a pure gym,
yeah,
and they're playing like
typical pop.
Do you know what I mean? Selena Gomez.
My pure gym.
I can't do it.
My pure gym play like the Squid Game theme song house remix.
Oh my gosh, I know exactly what that is.
Yeah.
I know exactly what it is.
I swear to God.
I know exactly what it is. Oh my God. It's the pure gym
playlist. It kills me every time.
You know what though? That can get you motivated.
Not when you hear it the third time.
Motivates me to...
Red light, you just like, fuck. Shit. It's a green light.
Green light up, red light.
That's what I'm saying. He says red light and you're stuck at the top. There you go. Fuck. No, but I'll say Fredo. I love a little bit of Fredo.
That's strong.
You still drop music?
From West London.
I think he's got new music.
They come in stages.
I mean, this is UK music.
Oh, bruv, that's so poor, man.
All right.
That's so poor.
Well, UK artists,
who
really
are you? Grow up.
Central C's on the rise globally.
I mean, like, I don't want to raise
up. Yeah. Like, I was going to say, you're going to like Nux and Saints. Do you like Saints? Wow. You don't like Saints?
It's crazy.
Who's this? Why are you here?
You met him? What, like a music event?
Shoreditch.
Damn.
Just casually strolling around. I was like, oh, so. I didn't even know it was him when I met him. And like after, he's like, oh, like, what's your Instagram and stuff? I was talking to him like a civilian.
He probably enjoyed that, you know?
And then I was like, oh, it's a YS. I saw that and I searched, I was like, oh.
No, he probably liked that.
No, he said, oh, bro, I'll give you a follow back when I get home and stuff.
And he didn't follow you back.
Yeah. I was like, King underscore debuts. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll see.
You was hoping for like one of them, you know, them fan interactions where you don't have your phone and that they take the picture for you and they post it on like their
story. Yeah.
They just delete it. No. But if we go to your roots, right? All right, then, if you're sticking on the topic, like the roots of American football.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm from roots of American football. Yeah. So we go back to the American football roots.
Yeah.
Who's got better music, America or England?
England.
Are you talking historically or are you talking right now?
What do you mean, man?
Are you serious?
We don't have to. No, we can go anytime. We can be now. It can be because you go back in the past, bro.
Yeah,
England's got a lot of big
That's what
groups.
I'm saying. Yeah,
but if we want to go for the link, you know, America and England, what are we thinking music wise? We've done this question before with us, but I want to know there, guys.
See, but like naturally, you're gonna say America.
The only genre England beats America in is drill.
Bro, no, bro. I'm sorry. You're just uneducated.
How?
Okay, obviously, bit before your time, yeah. But think like England. Yeah.
Is it? Wait. Is it Michael older than you?
I was gonna say, yeah. Literally, like,
let me cook.
Think
like the UK has like the Beatles and shit and like Oasis. And
that's why I said. That's why I said depends on the time period, right?
What are you talking about? What
obviously that's not my. No. Obviously not.
Look. In terms of
like great. Like, did you watch Michael Jordan play? When like, did you go and see him play? No, but obviously you know he's a great.
Yeah, but he. Yeah, exactly. That's yeah.
You can't say it because you see Michael Jordan play.
You are able to listen to the Beatles.
You got Queen. You have to
appreciate greatness. You have to appreciate greatness.
Coldplay. They're from London, boy.
No, yeah, they're great. We're not denying
they
that.
They sell out across the world stadium.
Austin is better, though.
Coldplay or Whitney Houston? Like, what are we talking about?
Whitney, bro.
Come on. Like, you're
doing a group, but you're doing a solo.
I was going to say.
One.
Yeah.
Bro, America has Michael Jackson, bro.
Michael Jackson. That's the end of the conversation.
Yeah. Done. Stop it,
Prince. Yeah.
All right, then. It's gonna be controversial.
Drill is the only.
Oh, yeah,
that's.
It is. Like, you're talking about genre.
Yeah.
What's the genre?
I was gonna say something controversial. But
like hip hop. Right now, hip hop. The UK's doing better. I'm not joking.
No.
Yes,
what are you on?
Are you crazy?
Right. There's. Name me an American lyricist better than Dave right now.
Kendrick.
Name a better lyricist in
the world.
You tell me Dave is a better lyricist than Kendrick. Say right now.
Wait, hold on. Dave isn't even the best lyricist in the UK.
Who's better?
Who?
Little Sims is the best lyricist in the UK.
Nah,
I don't know about that
one. You were so excited to that point.
Alan, we had high hopes. Yeah.
I think Nux got bars, man. Nux got bars.
Yeah, bro. We have so much talent. In London alone, we have so much talent. Like, let alone like the whole.
You say London alone as though there's other.
Yeah, there are some.
But like, you're not putting them in the elite category. You know what I'm saying?
No, Dave in the UK is the best lyricist.
Yeah, he's actually from really like close.
It's debatable.
I feel like these days Dave doesn't like Dave's environment.
That song had so much wordplay.
Yes,
Little Sims. Every song has wordplay. Every song.
Yeah, maybe it'll come up.
He just doesn't have the clout that Dave has.
So you're saying Kendrick has. But he's better lyrically than Dave.
100%.
Not right now.
100%? Or you mean like, bro, or like 70-30?
Dave writes poetry, bro. He doesn't rap.
You're also, saying like 100% the clear is a floor
of him. I'm also just going to put out there, a single artist does not mean the whole genre of hip-hop.
True, like, but
you can get more diverse.
In terms of, no. You're just trying to do some stuff right now. And it's just, yeah. It was an example. Don't get me wrong, yeah. No disrespect on America. I love American music. The majority of my music is American, to be honest, because they've been, the type of music I personally listen to is more like, I would say like early 2000s, like hip hop. I'm a massive 50 Cent fan and stuff like that. Like that, I think the majority of my songs, like my most played artist is probably 50 Cent, like all time. Mm. But I think the way that the trend is going, the UK is just booming. Like,
I know your point. Yeah. Like, the UK has picked up a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
And people tend to like it a lot.
Put some respect on our name, man. Like, I you know, especially because we play American football as well.
Especially, in comparison, it's binary, isn't it?
It's one or the other. It's not like, yeah.
But you know what it is? Central C's changing the game because his lyrics are more clear. It's more clear.
Yeah. West London represent, by the way.
In terms of global success from a UK artist, I think he's...
Yeah, but if we're going off global success, then immediately you go, okay, well, you got... Actually, I mean, Drake's Canadian, but you know what I mean. Like, he's Canadian, but like...
But what I mean is like, Central C, Americans liked his new songs because they can actually understand a British accent.
I see what you mean, but
like, as a meme more than anything.
Nah, bro. Please, don't just let him. Like, I'll be honest.
He knows what he's doing, and he drops his songs. The TikTok
kind of generation has boosted Central C's career, but he's very talented as well. And to be honest, as a West Londoner myself, West London in general is a fucking fantastic place for music. It really is.
So you think West London is going to be the best music in London right now, yeah?
When's your mixtape coming out? He's just trying to boost himself.
Wait, that's another one then. You're saying West London has better artists than Eastern?
No, I didn't say better. I just said right now. I'm very proud. Proud of West London.
One thing as well. You said you're from South West. What about South?
No, I'm from South West, but I can't like. It would be comical for me to claim South. Like I'm from like Hounslow. I live in Hounslow, bro.
Careful, you're gonna fail.
Hounslow's dead. Like it's got Heathrow. That's
it. Yeah.
Like actually, Hounslow is like it's home, but it is a shithole. Like I can't like Hounslow. It's not very good. But
he's going home tonight.
Yeah, I'm gonna get attacked. But what'd you call it? Like it's more West London. Like even just like. The culture as well is more West London-y like.
Who's the best artist out of West London?
Ever?
No, right now. You said West London is the best
artist. Tracy's from West London.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To be fair, AJ's
Tracy. Yeah, probably.
And AJ's, Tracy's been around a lot longer.
Yeah.
He's done Grime, he's done Drake.
Who's the GOAT
though? Of UK?
Skepta, and it's not even close. Not even close.
21 Savage, bro. I had this debate with someone. Yeah. If we're saying 21 Savage is British, he is the best British rapper.
No, he's not, bro.
This biography is better than Skepta.
He's a feature killer.
He's great on features. I'm not trying to say, I can't believe this. I'm not trying to say some sort of like wild take. I'm being real.
He's not British.
No,
brother. You can't say he's not British. He's British.
Okay, even if he was, he's nowhere near. He's not touching Skepta at all. You're ridiculous, bro. I'm gonna be honest, Michael.
That's like me saying Muhammad Ali is the best Bangladeshi. Boxer. Yeah. He's got a Bangladeshi passport, bro.
Yeah. Then he is.
He wasn't born in Bangladesh.
He wasn't born, no, but they gave him a passport.
But 21 is allegedly born in England.
He was here for what, bro, 6 months?
Bro. I thought he was born here. Was he born
no,
here?
No, he was.
He was born.
That was, he was born here.
He heard his dad in an interview. His dad is like a proper Cockney geezer.
Really?
Yeah.
EastEnder.
His dad was basically saying that he's not better than Drake. It was like, my son's not better than Drake in an interview.
His dad's a British accent.
Yeah, proper.
Yeah, how did he move to America?
Well, I mean, that was the whole thing, right?
His mum took him.
His dad was in an interview with American
there's
talk
a whole
show.
Interview with like Young Spray, some
let me get the I'll get the clip while you talk.
It's funny. No, we're not playing other interviews in here, bro.
No, it's really YouTube just so we can hear his dad talk.
But no, I'll give a summary. Go give a summary of what.
Young Spray done an interview with 21 Savage's dad, and that interview blew up. And it's his dad basically saying, my son don't chat to me no more. He tells everyone I'm a crackhead and this, that.
Oh, wow.
He was telling everyone I was dead first. Blah, blah, blah.
From Newham, innit?
He's local, bro.
Local.
That's crazy.
It's a West Ham supporter.
This is his dad's voice. Shea, I love you, and I want the best for you. That's what you get.
That's a lad, bro.
Proper geezer, innit?
Right, so wait.
Speaking of dads. Oh, sorry.
That got so deep real quick.
I want to be a father soon. I was about to drop a bombshell. Like.
I was going to say, biggest shot, Patrick Mahomes' dad. You see how he talks?
Oh, yeah.
How does he talk?
Smoking on that burrow pack.
I'm smoking that burrow pack, you know?
Like, black man. Like, I'm telling you.
Like, proper dad. Like, but my dad, he comes from a baseball background as well. So it's like, I didn't expect that voice.
Yeah.
And for the notorious Mahomes' pops to be, oh yeah, that's the baseballing legend.
Smoking
like backwards and stuff. He's like, I'm smoking that backwards.
Oh, sound like that, yeah.
Like, wait, so is Mahomes going to be the next GOAT? Is he the GOAT now?
Hang on, I've got a question. That I was trying to get into. All right. Tom Brady, is he the GOAT of American football?
Yes.
Okay. But the main question is Tom Brady the GOAT of all sports?
No. Don't do that.
Oh, I like
that. That's his field.
I like
everyone
said that.
I like
that one.
You know, let me say.
Wait, I see your face. This question is like,
every single person said no. Here.
Except for me,
why is that? Think about it. Look at everyone else.
Don't do this to me, Michael. Don't do this to me.
Think about it.
Listen, Michael, this is the only room I've ever added diversity to.
I swear. I want your claim and I want your verdict.
It's an interesting one. Like, I guess there's a lot of different sports, and I think it's massive American centrism if you're looking at it and saying he is the greatest of all time. However, like across all sports, however, he has more championships in the sport he has than any team. That's remarkable. Okay. So I think he at least deserves to be in the conversation.
Yeah.
If not, you know, frankly, I don't know enough about others, like certain other niche sports to be able to like conclusively say yes. Yeah. I just think going, look, this guy's got more than like storied franchises in this particular sport is pretty like outrageous.
One thing I like about Brady is his story. Because he was like not really chosen, and then he made his way
fell up to the later rounds of the draft.
It gives me Ronaldo vibes. you worked your way up. It wasn't like born talent came in. You know, is it? I mean, I know he had talent.
Oh no, I was just gonna say my big difference there is if you see Ronaldo, he looks like he's chiseled out of stone. You see that old picture of Brady, and he looks like your dad. Like
he's combined.
Yeah. That picture is wild for an elite sports person.
Like, for example, Mahomes, talented, very talented.
Yeah,
he's like young as well and a long
people,
future.
You know, he's like the wasn't really picked. Isn't really that good, but
Mahomes was pretty dominant as well. To be fair,
but that's the thing.
But Mahomes
he was the 10th overall pick.
Didn't he sign
of like the first round, bro?
Contract for like $500 million or something a few years back.
So
yeah, it was after his first starting year, though. I mean, that's like a draft
mad.
Imagine after his first year,
10th overall pick from from Texas Tech.
We traded up as well for him as well. We didn't have
10th or 11th.
10th,
10th it was. Yeah. So for me, Mahomes has every shout to be the best of all time
in American football.
Yeah. I think Brady is the
greatest.
This is what I mean. It's a very like because arguably they're the same thing, right? They're the same thing. But the way I'm defining that differently, I do not see Mahomes winning 7 or more Super Bowls.
I don't think he has to get 7.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
He doesn't have to get 7.
This is where I'm sort of misaligning that difference.
Yeah,
right?
No.
I think that the best at a single point in time very well could be Mahomes. You could argue it now.
Yeah.
He's that good.
Yeah.
But do I think he's going to have the career that Brady has had? I mean, maybe he will, but
I think,
it's
a good comparison,
is.
Yeah.
I know what you're going to say.
I think you do. And Michael,
are you talking about...
No.
I was expecting that as well.
I think When it comes to boxing, yeah, Muhammad Ali is the greatest boxer of
all time. Don't say it.
Two boxers. Michael's a boxer as well.
Don't say it.
But Michael, I really like.
But he, I don't think he's the best boxer of all time.
Oh, I think it's something else.
Now, what was that?
Do you mean like?
So he's the GOAT, but not the best. What
does that mean, though? If you're
Fury,
not the best,
nah, don't take the piss, bro.
I think it's just greatness means a collection.
Yeah.
Of yes, your
that's my thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everything. Best is like including mindset, all of that
outside of the sport as well.
Everything.
Oh,
I'm looking, no. Okay, no, even
but sports, people say
I'm looking in the sport. In the sport.
Outside of the sport.
I'm looking in sport and going off that.
We're talking in sport. We're talking in the sport. We're talking about
okay
in
the sport
ability.
It has to matter outside.
Some there are some players who revolutionise sports.
You have to count context outside. You can't have to.
For example, the Michael Jordan LeBron James comparison. People say, MJ 6-0 in finals. LeBron's only won 4, but he's lost about 6 or 7.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about off field, then Michael Jordan was always gambling, always this, always that. LeBron, he set up a school, does this.
So actually, sorry. Michael, the Jordan brand.
And also, wait, hold on. LeBron, in my opinion, LeBron plays in a harder era because
Definitely.
One, technology plays a big part.
Yeah.
Everyone's more athletic. We know more about health and nutrition. Everyone's more of an athlete. Yeah.
Not like that.
Than they were in the 80s.
Are we saying
they were all on cocaine.
No, we are human beings like that athletic.
I don't think.
Look at 100 meter sprint. Records keep getting broken. There's 18 year olds now getting under 10 seconds.
But MJ can't play anyone other than what's been given to him in his era.
I totally agree with that. I think the only difference is, I totally agree that it's not like we've evolved as a species over 30 years, so we're suddenly more athletic on the whole. I think the difference is the professionalism aligned to those sports.
Yeah.
So like you're saying, in terms of they're all on coke and they're all smoking and doing whatever, because they can, but also partly because the money in it's different now. And it's all these different things, which means you grow up and you go, look, kids in America, I mean, American sport and how that works with education's mad to me anyway. Yeah, but like, you look at that and you go, okay, well, if I get in the league for 3 years, I earn $5 million a year, whatever.
Yeah.
You go, well, then I never have to work again. So I don't have to worry about anything else. Yeah, Whereas if you're in an era where that's not the way it works and you're like, you have to be the absolute top percentage to make that, you might follow a different trajectory.
Yeah.
So you might go, so like, that's, I think
that's a lot of pressure though. Like, imagine, like, you don't get to live at least for the first, 20 odd years of your life. You don't get to live a normal, like, imagine all the, like, obviously this is important to other people. Some people don't find this that important, but like, all of like the memories, like of parties and things like that, going out with your friends, doing stupid stuff. Like you won't be able to do that because you have to focus on this goal. But then on the other side, you get like 100.
You reap the rewards later.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other thing of that.
Parties in comparison to like.
But when you're young, you don't think of that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
There's also no certainty, right? I guess it's like, if you go, okay, you can not go to parties and you'll definitely be a millionaire, then you, I mean, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're like, you have this, but then you have a chance. So like, again, American football's the one I know the most about that.
Yeah.
So it's like 7% of high school athletes will go and play college football. Yeah. Of college football athletes, 256 get drafted each year or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's vanishingly small amounts when you look over the population of the US, 300 million.
And that's why like a lot of, I feel like, that stems from like self-doubt. A lot of people, like, I've played quite a few sports in my time.
Okay.
And especially with basketball, I think the most, because basketball has like this, you know, there was like that crazy statistic that like, God knows what percentage of the league players smoke weed before each game and stuff.
That's
like that.
Because both, like, all three, like, so the NFL, the NBA, and the NHL have relaxed their rules against marijuana because they've realized, okay, usually they follow WADA, I think, which is like the World Organization for Doping and stuff.
Yeah.
And they have like three major rules, which is what bans a drug. And then they realize quite quickly, like, okay, weed doesn't technically mess up the integrity. If athletes are actually using it to heal and get better,
cool.
Hence why a lot of like ball players do smoke.
I just think that culture, from what I've seen, is like it becoming like cool means that like young kids. So like I know a guy. Obviously, I'm not going to mention any names. He's still about. But I remember when I first started playing basketball, this guy was so good at basketball, like so good. And I was like this guy's destined for like high things every time. He was like my kryptonite. I could not stop him.
Mm.
And then as the years went on, he like, do you know what it was? Yeah, it was the girls. I swear to God, it was the girls.
He got distracted.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was the girls. He started speaking to more girls. He's like, oh yeah, I want to look cool, whatever. He started smoking, started like drinking too much, started doing drugs, da, da, da. And like nowadays, I like, he's a bum, to be honest. I'm not even gonna lie.
He's gonna be watching this episode like,
yeah. Bro. Sorry, like, if you recognize who you are, like, I'm sorry, bro. Still, like, we're boys.
So. I kind of get that, but
like five people pissed
that brings me on to like the next question, because like you mentioned, like the whole college and like American education system actually like tailors these athletes. You've been in the sport the longest out of all of us. Do you think like if maybe we adopted some of those things over here in our schooling system or something? Because you started in your early teens, right? Like, imagine you had that sort of, like, experience in the States as a teenager. Do you think you could have gone a lot further, or the potential or the opportunities would have been better, basically, than here?
Me, personally, I'm unathletic as hell, so no. But, like, as a general rule of thumb, yeah,
but
so...
you would have had more of a motivation if you had...
Well, there we go. Like, I guess, for context, so I'm 24. I've been playing since I was, like, 15, but I played 10 seasons, which, in this country, of this sport, is quite rare. I think, as you say, one of the issues is institutional, how we do sports in this country versus how they do it there.
Mm-hmm.
The way that you get through, you know, you do it alongside your education. The size and the investment in the US is insane. Like in
ridiculous.
High schools, you see the high school stadiums and you're like, they get bigger stadiums than like professional sports teams.
Yeah,
in this,
yeah,
in
college football is just as big as...
College is wild. Yeah, like the whole thing that they're going through. And a lot of the time, so... understandably, in the UK, sometimes education can be prohibitively expensive. In the US, it's like way more so. Like the amount that they're paying for education is ridiculous.
Unless you get
so the only way that you get in is if you get a scholarship.
Scholarship, yeah.
And so following that through is like a very different way of going about it, I guess. I think it's interesting. There are people or there are institutions in the UK that are trying to do a little bit more of that. There's Filton, which is SGS Pride. There's lots of different names. It's in Bristol. And then there's the NFL Academy, which was in London. It's moving up to Loughborough. And they're doing a lot more of that, trying to get... I was just trying to ruin my bit. They're trying to do a lot more of that. So they're getting guys, like quite a few of them are getting scholarships to the US now. Because they're trying to do exactly the same thing. So it would be really interesting to see how that, I guess, develops and how that follows through, that you go, okay, they are trying to get a little bit more of that that way of doing things, and does it translate through?
And I've always felt as if like the UK should like support more of those like sports in general, like especially when you're going from secondary school to university. And like I've watched all of the Last Chance U documentaries and stuff, and like I can't lie, it's before NIL especially, like it's real, like, is exploitative of how they use
student athletes.
They're just like, oh, come on, kid, perform. You know, that's what you're there for, performing. But like now they're kind of giving more power, I guess, to like students. And the very least, you could argue is exploitative. But like very least, like if you come from a low income background, right, and you're really good at some sport, and you need to get your family out, at the very least, like you're getting a scholarship to enter a school. And if the sport doesn't go well for you,
you've had an education.
Yeah, for sure.
Like those guys that go D1 or whatever, have a full scholarship, they don't make it NFL, they still got a degree in something, and potentially they could build from there.
And as you say, NIL is a huge deal as well. So
yeah, can we explain what NIL is?
Name, image, likeness, which is basically saying that the way it used to work in the US was you could not make money off those things if you were also,
and if you did, you get kicked out.
So there was a guy who had a YouTube channel that he's kicking. Oh, that was all it was. He lost his scholarship, lost all this stuff, right?
Because they made him decide. They literally went either pick YouTube, which you're getting paid from, or your scholarship. And he went down the route of YouTube.
Absolutely. So so NIL now, that rule has changed where you can now be paid for those things. Yeah. So you can do sponsorship deals, you can do whatever else. So some of the top players are actually earning a decent amount of money, which I think is really good. Because
same with basketball as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Which is really good because, I mean, a lot of these sports, you can get really badly injured, right? If you tear your ACL...
Especially with American football, it's
for sure.
Yeah.
If you tear your ACL and they're like, we're not really sure we're going to take you in the league now, you're done, potentially. Yeah. Like,
exactly.
So at least
back
you made
to
something.
YouTube you go.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
American football as well is like... is the roughest sport I've ever played in my life.
Rugby?
Like,
I played both for 10 years. American football.
He's played many sports, remember?
Sorry, yeah. So, shoot.
you're the victims though.
Yeah, so. I know.
every day.
It's funny because like I went to school in Twickenham, so you would expect me to play rugby. I've never played rugby in my life.
No way.
Yeah, but
wait. What are the sports you played?
Okay, so
golf.
Chess. Yeah.
So like when I was youngest, obviously everyone starts out with football, like regular football. Yeah. I played for like one of the best academies in Iran.
Serious?
And then, yeah, bro, me and you, we're going to have some problems.
Best academy in Iran.
I was a keeper, and then I got like a massive growth spurt, which you would think is sick, but I like fell in love with basketball. I don't know what it was. Like my best friend, who's still my best friend to this day, actually, Daniel, shout out to Daniel. He was like always saying, oh, come play basketball. And slowly I just learned it, and I all day every day, that's all I would want to like do and all I thought about. And then I came back to the UK when I was 15, and then it was just a really difficult time. Like, yeah, I didn't feel like at home. Yo, nah.
Why did it get so deep?
This is sports, bro. What are you doing? This is crazy.
Which sport's more physical, American football or rugby? Well, it all started when my dad walked out.
You're making it seem harder than it was.
No, just list the sports. No.
He
left the cliffhanger 15 minutes ago.
Wait, yeah, so essentially, like, stopped playing basketball, came to uni, thought I was like, let me, actually, this is, you know what, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to hurt too many feelings. I just decided to join American football, and
so you played three.
I was just saying.
I played more than you.
Yeah. but all three I played at, apart from American football, obviously, Div 2, Southeast. But
Div 1 now.
Yeah,
Div 1.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah. But like the first two I played at quite a high level, I guess.
So just three.
Yep. Yeah, are you trying to get in the boxing ring?
Right?
I'd pay for that one, I can't lie.
They weren't exactly like rough sports other than American football. That's why it's the roughest sport you've played by default.
No, but like, even, like Alex, compare it to rugby. Like,
I was going to say, I'm quite happy to answer your actual question. rugby's probably more consistently physical because it's free-flowing, so it's constant,
no
right?
No stop-start, yeah.
American football, at least in the positions I played, has bigger hits because it's more to do with, and it's kind of a nature of the game, right? So rugby is a possession game, but you always pass the ball back from a rucker or a maul.
Yeah.
So 1 yard matters less. So you can tackle with momentum, you can take them over your shoulder, that's a perfectly good thing to do. In American football, because each yard matters, the defender wants to hit you to make a dead stop.
Yeah.
So basically, they are hitting you, and you are going full speed at one another.
Yeah.
And it's just a clean impact there. Yeah. So it's that is one difference. The other difference is people think because you're wearing pads and a helmet, it doesn't hurt as much.
Ooh.
And that is so doesn't hurt your shoulders as much. Totally agree. That's totally fine. Like if you're hitting a shoulder pad against it, if you're hitting a helmet against it, it's obviously not going to hurt as much as if it's your head or your shoulder.
Yeah.
The difference is if you've got a helmet and it hits you in the knee, you've not got anything there. So rather than it being a human body hitting you in the knee, it's a human body wrapped in like something that is basically not designed to hit a body.
Yeah. What is your worst injury? Oh, because you've been playing.
I broke my elbow. Yeah. I got a picture of it. My whole arm went like black. that wasn't much fun. But I've been quite lucky in general. That was like painful, but not that terrible.
Yeah, I might not play next Sunday.
He's just scared you. Like a helmet to the knee?
But even with the helmet, head injuries are more common.
Yeah. So it's, again, partly due to, I mean, historically, the way that they've allowed tackling, they're a lot stricter on it now. You're not allowed to do, like, helmet to helmet. You're not allowed. So, basically, I'm not allowed to use my helmet to hit Ali's helmet. So, there are more rules now. But typically, it's been because you'll get those repeated.
It's the long term.
Exactly. So, rather than being knocked out, you can be knocked out in American football, but it's less frequent.
Yeah.
Whereas,
the film's called Concussion, isn't it?
Yeah, the Will Smith one.
Will Smith one's a really good film.
Yeah, anyone that plays American football should watch it. No, I'm a coward and haven't.
Because I watched Concussion and it made me rethink about boxing.
Yeah, absolutely. No. But that's kind of what it comes down to. Where in rugby, you're, I would argue, more likely to get knocked out because if you get a knee or an elbow to the head, you're going to be knocked out. Yeah. Whereas in American football, that's less likely, but it's a repetition of you get hit and you get hit and you get hit. And they have obviously brought in a lot more concussion protocols now. But they haven't. There's still ways to sort of vaguely get around it and stuff. But
in fairness, like I study neuroscience, which everyone's like, oh, why'd you play American football? Okay. Not even. but like when I was in sixth form, I wrote like an EPQ, like 5,000 word thingamajig. And it was, do contact sports lead to neurodegenerative diseases? So like Alzheimer's and stuff like that, yeah. Yes. And yeah, the answer is yeah, they definitely do. But the worst one out of all of it on the studies that I looked at was American football. American football was so bad. Like if you especially if you go to the NFL, yeah, imagine like from the age of 7 years old, these kids are playing all the way up to what, when you retire 30 or whatever. But
well, whenever like, their body gives up, because some players do retire sooner.
Boxing was number one.
Yeah, I would have thought it would be
No, because at least in boxing, yeah, you can. You're taught not to get hit, yeah. But with American football, sometimes you're running a slant. The linebacker's there. You're going. You have to get hit. But you've got five, six yards.
And
you have to
boxing. If you're a world championship fighter, you're fighting three times a year, two times a year.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, but you're sparring.
The biggest thing. That's why you see more. MMA is still like kind of new or something like that. But at the moment, there's still like more deaths and more like. Like neuro issues with boxing compared to MMA, because MMA will happen, a guy gets knocked out, you do the hammer fist, whatever's done. In boxing, you have 10 seconds to get up, your brain's fully concussed, and you're like that, and get back inside. And then it happened again, you can get knocked down again, and you have 10 seconds, get back up, your brain's still like sloshy and stuff, and you get a chance to get punched in the face again.
You're more likely to get like that one hit, like ending your life essentially from boxing, than you are in American football. However, in terms of repeated trauma, it's like it has like a longer lasting effect. So, like when you get to 50 odd,
I wonder if it's an age thing as well. Because like,
I'll send you the thing that I wrote.
I wonder if it's an age thing as well. Because again, we're talking about this Americans, and you see the videos, and they're quite funny. Where you've got like a Pee Wee football, where you see a seven year old, and someone absolutely lays the other one out, right? But you're like, at that age, that cannot be good, because that's your developing age, right?
Yeah.
So I wonder if there's a difference there as well. I'm not as familiar with boxing, but I wonder if you would do contact and you'd actually be hitting each other in the head at that age. Whereas in some boxes,
football changed the rules as well. They don't allow heading under 14 now in training.
Mental.
Yeah.
Is it?
You're not allowed to head the ball to reduce the risk.
Under 12, I believe.
But that's the thing as well.
With these
neuro like issues that come, and even like stuff like CTE that you hear come from football, what the sad thing is, like, you can't really tell until the person dies, and then they look in the brain for like stuff.
Yeah.
So how much can they prevent it? Even with better helmets and better technology and better rules to like take out those crazy hits.
To someone, then it changes.
Yes.
But even then, I think with just the nature of American football, it will always have a certain level of like. Not even a significant level of risk.
That's true of a lot of contact sports.
Of course. But like with American football, we all know we're not idiots. We know what we're getting yourself into.
Same with boxing, too.
You box, right? And so we all do like contact sports, and we're all aware of like the brain damage that could come through it. Why do we all do it?
I love it.
For me, same here. Love of the sport. Like my mum always asks you, like, you know, you work. Like if you're injured on a Sunday, how you can turn up to work? I'm like, mum, that feeling you get when you do play and like that was a good day. It's like that's the satisfying thing we look for, I'd say, for me.
It's the thrill of it. It's like, why do people go on roller coasters? Why do people watch horror movies? Mm. It's the fact that knowing that you could get hurt or it's the thrill of it. There's something scary about it that, well, I think Will Smith said it, is on the other side of fear is where you feel most excited or something like that.
So I kind of always thought, maybe just me, like, use a little bit of like, a sense of potential, like invincibility about it. And what I mean in the sense is that, like, you know, oh, these are the dangers, these are stuff, but like, oh, it's not gonna happen to me. Mm. And, like, you're always going to games thinking, like, oh, I could get knocked out, I could get hurt by this tackle, but like, oh, it's not gonna happen.
There's no better feeling than like.
There's definitely that. There's absolutely that. And I think there's also, I mean, there's a few different things for me, not to get too deep, but in terms of like, self confidence, there's the discipline, there's the team camaraderie, which I think is a big one for me. That's why I loved when I played at uni. Like, I absolutely love playing at uni because you're around your boys, you make such close friends from doing that. It really does make a difference.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. I think there's also. There's an arrogance in yourself where you go, I'll be fine.
Especially Michael especially Michael. I love you, but you're a prick. I swear to you, every time we'll do like run skelly or whatever in training. Bro, all you do is run your flipping mouth. It's so annoying. Like,
as his coach, I'm fully supportive.
100%.
Order!
No, 100%. I think is definitely necessary. And in D line, O line, we always like go at it as well. But yeah, especially you, yeah, you're like, oh my gosh, he's a bum. Get him off the field. I swear to God, every time. And in that exact
hey, but every team needs that teammate. Yeah, you need that person to be
that trash talk teammate. Because the coach might come to him in times of need and say, look, be honest.
But it's all right if they pull their own weight as well.
Yeah, yeah. Michael's a baller, to be fair.
Michael's a baller. Game as well. Nah, don't talk in game.
Yeah, you don't. That's the thing.
You don't want to be like a Mason Mount. You give in all the talk, but you're giving fives every week.
You'll never chat shit to any of the defenders in a game.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'd rather chat shit to you guys and we get fired up in training. True. In the game, I'm like, let me just focus on my job. Like, I'm going to fuck it up anyway.
Actually, it was, what was it, like the other week, we were doing run skelly again. Obviously, you two both play the same position. And you got through my back.
Who's
better? Oh, nah, let me know.
No, you're in.
They're both really good players.
No, they're both really good players. Tell me, who's better?
You said I'm the instigator.
That's
how it is.
I think Michael takes it just about. But Ali genuinely, especially from...
Get him the fuck out of here.
And that,
Ali. Ali invited this guy.
Ali, tell him who has more touchdowns this year.
I do have a rushing touchdown on my bed, that's what I say.
Check the yards for Gary.
Scorchy.
Wait, you haven't got touchdowns here?
Which is weird. So we're talking about players that run their mouth.
Okay, let Omid finish his story.
Sorry.
What'd you call
it? Shit guy finally scored.
All right, in my defense as well, I can't lie, when I did score, I was so fucking confused.
when you fumbled it in the end zone?
Is this
the time to
grin? No. I said, so this is how it all happened slowly in my head. Hey, do you get that feeling where plays happen a lot slower, but then you're still like, it's going fast?
Sorry, what?
I know what you mean.
Basically, in the moment, it slows down, and when you're processing it, but it happened really fast.
And they'd be trying to do like five celebrations in one.
No. So
wake up for all the times.
I don't know what you mean. When like the block goes perfectly, and you've done it tons of times.
That's what it was. I'm pretty sure it was like an inside zone left. I just saw a massive gap there. I was like, oh, ran towards it. I'm in the end zone. I get hit late. So I'm looking at the ref while getting hit. Ball just goes pew.
No way.
No, but I'm well into the end zone, like two, three steps in.
Okay.
And then it flies out. And then I'm looking so confused. Oh my God, I lost the ball. And then the ref's just like this. I was like, I scored? And I see Alex Griffiths on top of the ball. I was like, I scored?
I was saying it's like important to get fired up and stuff. Like a couple of weeks ago, you got through my gap and I was just pissed off as well because I don't know if you remember, but the defense was getting dicked.
Oh, you guys were getting cooked.
Yeah, we were getting cooked and it pissed me off so much. Like everyone was just standing there like an idiot. And like I saw you there and the whistle had gone. I'm sorry, sorry to the coaches. The whistle had gone and I just tore you down to the floor.
Yeah.
And then after I was just like, oh yeah, you know, the energy levels and stuff like that. And you're like, no, I love that, homie.
It's weird. Part of it is in this sport is getting hit.
And when someone
does a good hit, you're like, fuck, man, that was a pretty good hit, man. Mm.
All right, go back to the NFL. What happened to me, though? So the NFL, I think the reason it gets a lot of stick in this country, and we talk about all sports, is the fact that it's a closed off league, right? There's no relegation, there's no promotion, there's no. So, and we were talking about how you talk about goats and stuff like this, and he has seven, is it seven rings?
Yeah.
But the problem is, we have Spanish league, English league, German league, this league. So we can say, oh, Ronaldo, Messi's won 9 league titles, 10 league titles. So technically he's the GOAT. Do you think that's why a lot of English people can't adapt to American game? Because it's a closed off league. It's more of a cooperation and franchise rather than passion and raw excitement from fans to support a team. I feel like players in America play for themselves more than the team. You know, whereas here it's like play for the badge, not the name on the back. Where I feel like in America it's more, oh, this is my brand. If I get traded to that team, all right, then fuck off. I don't care about your team.
I agree player to player. I don't agree with the fans in the same way because you see some of these fan bases and they're like mad. The Bills are tapped. They jump through tables. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's fan bases, but because it's a closed off league, I feel like that's where, you can only support. How many teams are in the NFL?
32.
You can only support 32 teams. Where in football, you can support
thousands.
It doesn't have to be the top league.
I think it's a very good point. I think there's fewer of those like one club men type things in the NFL, and I think that generally people are more comfortable being traded and they'll do things for their own brand. I would throw that back and say, do you not think that's happening more to football now though? Because how many Mark Nobles do you get now? How many, like, do you know what I mean? Players like that.
Socialization
like,
has taken its toll.
Yeah.
So social media is a big impact on everything as well. Yeah. Like when we go back to the GOAT debate as well, nowadays everything is filmed. Everything is, you've got your whole life on camera.
Yeah.
Do you know, imagine you had cameras back when MJ was playing and you see them going to Vegas.
And what they got up to,
To be fair, they still get up to that stuff.
Someone's going to Snapchat.
Wayne Rooney, in early of his career, was an absolute maniac. He would like pay like 50 quid to
a granny
fuck
shagger.
A granny.
Yeah, it's a granny. Good man.
I was like, you bring that up, the granny shagger.
Now we have Snapchat and all this. Imagine how many
times you get.
So it's like now I feel like with social media, players have become more of like their own brand. They have their own branding. They have PR managers, team, like how to push their brand. So I get your point, but I feel like the UK can't adapt to American culture because to them it feels more like a franchise over there than a.
And it absolutely is more closed off because, like, look at the name, American football.
Yeah.
There's no, what other sport is, like, we've got basketball, football, soccer, whatever you want to call it, hockey, like, it's, even within its name, it's like, it's within that country. It's kind of like...
Oh, you're not American. Why don't you play American football? No, but you know what gets everyone rattled? World champions, baby.
That is the worst. They play each other in their own country, then when they win, it's like, oh, we're world champions.
But you know what they say? They say, yeah, but the best players play in our country.
You made the sport for yourself.
The worst one's basketball. Basketball was the worst one because players love to say they're world champs when they win. Yeah. It's like, bro, I'm not going to lie, some Euro teams can put up a fight.
Yeah, true. Especially now as well.
In that sense,
the last four MVPs have been from European teams.
More than in the NBA.
What's that, sorry?
Getting an Olympic gold medal in basketball should be better than...
Yeah, because you're representing the country. You're playing against other countries. I get what you mean.
Yeah, but that's once every 4 years compared to we have a league and a season every year.
But remember, that's every 4 years, and you get selected
out of the nation.
Look how our NBA players take like the Olympics and stuff.
Yeah, they take the piss.
From their attitude, they know themselves.
That is actually,
and they don't even select the best players.
They don't.
Do you know what?
Want to go to the Olympics? They're asking, do you want to go?
I actually find that really disrespectful. I think I would be happy to represent my country in literally anything. Like it would be an honor. Like I would probably start crying or something in the middle of the game. Like that's. Such an honor, and for you to be like, nah, what, like LeBron and stuff will be like, oh yeah, like I want to rest up for the seasons. So that's you should be ashamed.
He's 1-2-3 goal.
An interesting one though, isn't it? Because the Olympics, that's similar with football, right?
Yeah, football.
No one looks at football and goes football Olympic gold medal in football.
But the FIBA World Cup. Yeah,
I agree with you that it is different, but like
one voice
in football, in football, you're limited.
It's a 7-a-side.
You're not. It's 11. But you're not allowed to select like all the best players. You can only have like a limit on certain amount.
Which one would you rather win as a football player? A Champions League or Olympic gold medal?
Yeah, but that's different. You're doing a whole European.
Okay, would you rather win the Premier League or Olympic gold medal? I still rather win the Prem.
Yeah,
100%. I would love to
win an Olympic gold.
Yeah, but
because it's unique.
But if you had to, like, if let's say,
but you saying
you're
I'll
trying
never
to rest
win.
Up, you're trying but to rest up for rather you use your energy for the Olympics, and then right after you're straight back.
Okay, but are you saying I'm never going to win a Prem again? Like, are you saying I'm never
either or?
Like,
yeah.
Are you saying I either win Olympic gold medal and win no Premier Leagues or? Like I win the Olympic gold medal in earlier.
Yeah,
I think I lost it in that year, and then I could potentially win.
I think it's one or the other.
The situation LeBron was in. He said LeBron.
You know what?
You're first in the league, right?
Yeah.
The Olympics are coming up.
Yeah, but Olympics is in the summer, so it's
okay.
It's
he'd rather take a break in the off-season.
That's nuts.
You got to remember the age of LeBron as well. He has to let his body heal.
I'm going Olympic gold medal. To be honest. For my country, I'm 100% going to the gold.
I guess maybe the interesting thing there as well, and why it's probably not fair, the football comparison I've done there, is because you can represent your country in other competitions, like the World Cup, like the Euros. But whereas in basketball, you don't in the same way, so I guess that was probably unfair.
You just have international break and have friendlies.
The Basketball World Cup,
That's a big talk. That's big everywhere else except America.
Yeah.
They take it so serious in every country.
The Basketball World Cup... bro, you know what? I can't even name the starting five for the Team USA. Like,
there was, Jason Tatum's the highest. The
biggest player. Obviously, Jason. He's a baller now. But like, as in, you have got arguably the great. Okay, let's not get into this. But the arguably the greatest basketball player of all time in LeBron.
MJ's not.
Yeah. Okay.
unless he wants to come out of retirement.
It's like MJ retired years ago.
And then you've got like imagine you've got like LeBron, Steph. Like, KD, like Kyrie, that would be bro.
Kyrie's an Australian.
KD cooked in the Olympics last time.
Nah,
Kyrie's Australian.
I think he still technically can represent. He was born in Australia, but I think he, like, because of like passports and how many years he lived there, he would be able to be part of USA. Trust me, bro. But nah, I actually would definitely go with the Olympic gold because, especially as well, I'm from Iran, so we're not gonna really win.
You'll be a hero.
Yeah.
That's also a big thing as well. America, they've won a lot.
Yeah,
I think it's because whatever sport you're in, which one's more respected? And let's be honest, like within like the culture of basketball, like I do think a chip is more respected. You want an NBA chip.
I feel like nowadays social media, you have to win a chip. Yeah. If you want to be in any type of debate, you have to win
a chip. Whereas like, oh, this player's won an Olympic gold medal.
Shout out to Chris Paul.
I think it's only respected. It's only respected winning an Olympic gold medal if you're a European player. Like let's say Giannis carries Greece
all the way.
Okay, that's really impressive. Whereas USA one's like okay.
Giannis has already won a championship. He's already won two MVPs. He's only like 28.
Yeah,
what
like he's future top 10 player maybe.
Top like five potentially. If he keeps got, if he gets help, you never know.
Michael and his nuanced opinions. All right,
let's stay on the track of America. Yeah. All right, we're gonna go off sport. American food. Yeah. Now, obviously, I've been to the baseball game. You're talking about baseball. Baseball went to West Ham Stadium a few years ago.
West Ham.
And I went to go watch the Yankees versus the Red Sox. And you're literally watching, and people are coming up with, like, you know, like they hook it around them, and they've got, like, the stalls in front of them.
You never have
that in England, but it seems like they bring it into English culture as well, because it's the thing. Now, is American food overrated or underrated? You got to remember how much stuff they put into these foods to make them taste
It's
good, but it's proper unhealthy, isn't it? Like you can get better.
But are you really
quality foods?
But it's buff though.
But are you really thinking healthy when you're at a game, bro? You're just like, I want a hot dog and a beer.
Just good food in general.
You know what I mean? You're just like, you're just there like.
In general, then I would say it's overrated, man. Because half of it's not even real food.
A lot of it is injected.
From other cultures as well, to be fair.
That's a bit.
Do you know how many Americans come over here and they taste stuff like, oh, it's so bland. But then I think, bro, your food is injected.
Your chicken is
double the size because they've just gone.
Shout out to Hounslow. Man V Food, the restaurant in Hounslow, yeah. I went there a couple of weeks ago with Ibby and my friend Daniel, yeah. Bro, it's mental. Like,
is that the one where you have to try and
I didn't do any of that. We didn't do any of the challenges or whatever. I was just like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna get like a burger or whatever. Bro, it was two Krispy Kreme donuts as the buns, and then like a triple cheeseburger.
I don't care. I love food.
You know your arteries after that. Just like,
no, I swear to you, I don't think I've ever felt as like.
By the way, what's your coach's name?
Alex.
Junior. Yeah, you got to tell him he's been eating all this stuff. He's got to do extra runs. Extra runs.
No, he doesn't. Really.
You're exposing yourself.
Ibby was there as well. Let me not put him out.
Just put him out right now.
There you go. But he's to be fair, he's bulking now.
We said American food overrated. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably.
But is there any?
I think it's great for if you're getting American cuisine.
What is American cuisine?
I go burgers and stuff, like barbecue, like brisket type, like deep south kind of things.
Mm. Chicken wings.
Soul food. I think if you go for that kind of thing, if you go for the cuisine, because I'm with you that the ingredients are like their food regulations are like terrible. Yeah.
There is no regulation.
Tastes
good.
If you go for just the cuisine, I think it's like pretty appropriately rated because it's like, I would never say like burgers are overrated and that, but they're not exactly fine dining. It fills a need very nicely, but it's not. I love food. Can you tell?
Yeah, but I think like, we all do.
Don't look like you eat food.
Only reason I go.
Wait,
you don't. I'm emaciated.
He's calling you skinny. He's calling you skinny.
Overeat food. That's what I mean.
Honestly, the reason I go to the gym is so I can eat what I want. That's like pretty much number one reason.
Like, as the older you get, it becomes less about, oh, oh yeah, I want to become strong, would be like, I need to outwork this diet.
I'm going to eat a burger and fries and a milkshake. So how am I going to not look like I've eaten a burger and fries and milkshake? Basically,
okay. When I was in America, I went to America to my college team for a football thing. Okay. They have a tradition after their game. They all went to a place called Whataburger, which is in Texas. It's like a known thing there. It's a burger. It's crazy. Is there any traditions that you guys do here? So after you finish a game, say you win, does everyone go to like the nearest Shake Shack and you get a fat burger?
We go to DC and get a pizza. Yeah.
Or is there like a place you always go after a game?
Literally DC, and we get a pizza.
Is that where you said you watched
the game? Yeah, Dover Castle.
Yeah.
Just to end it off, one of you can answer this. Any of you, what's next for the KCO Regents?
El Presidente, go.
What is next for the championship ring? A championship ring. We're gonna go all the way and we're gonna win it.
How do you win it in the UK? Can you like?
So we've the playoffs. We're going into the quarterfinals. Obviously, we're gonna win that
against Greenwich. Yeah,
against Greenwich.
Potentially, yeah.
Tell me the guy's name, though. Is that big 6-5 guy? I'll do the job.
Score predictions for Greenwich.
I don't predict our play.
Let's.
That's
cool.
And obviously
cool.
Everyone can catch you guys on the Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, KCL Regents, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, at KCL Regents. Shout out to Camdar, he runs it. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and hopefully we can get some more university American football teams, not on the show, but in
recognized, didn't it?
In terms of recognition, because I'm not gonna lie, before you, I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah, no, yes. Honestly, bro.
Is there any American football stadiums in the country? Or is it just rugby?
Technically, the only ones we have is what, Tottenham and Wembley, but they get converted.
Not a standalone. A few teams play in stadiums. All right,
petition.
We're gonna
get one in the next 10 years.
Maybe.
All right, let's go. Thank you very much for joining us, boys.